cause this is Africa.
What a tune.
Which World Cup was that?
So South Africa?
South Africa, yeah.
With the World Cup of the Vuvuzela.
Yeah, the Vuvuzela, basically. Yeah. It was this.
Just killed any atmosphere in the stadium. Banned them in the end, didn't they?
Yep, and I actually quite like that song.
Yeah, it's come round. This is a big one for Wales. This is. A lot of the fans sing it.
Yeah.
Enjoy it in the stadium. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did actually,
yeah, I promise you.
He's not, you're not winding me up.
No, no, no. How are you doing anyway, Miss Huntley?
I'm very good. I've had a very busy but good week. Very fruitful.
You have been busy. Your feet have barely touched the ground.
Yep, flying.
Talk to me about it.
So obviously, we're actually just about to go down and do the final setup for the Eco Market, which will be good fun.
And by the time you guys are most likely going to listen to this, a couple of keen beans will hear this before the Eco Fair, the Eco Market, sorry. But for the most of you, we'll have already been listening to this and know how amazing it was. Now, I know you and Mrs. Richardson are a little bit nervous because you've organized it, and it is
absolutely
insanely big. It's a massive body of work. I know it's going to be incredible, but when you organize something, there's always though in the back of your head, what if no one turns up?
I had two nights sleep this week that were broken by a dream where nobody turned up, not even Mrs. Richardson.
Not even me. I know for a fact that it is going to be a raging success, and I cannot wait to come down tomorrow. I've not had a cup of coffee all week.
Oh, wow.
Because...
That's not like you either.
It's not like me. No. I do enjoy a cup of coffee, and I'm saving my caffeine fix for some of the great pop-ups coming tomorrow. I'm ready to... Some donuts. I've got my name on it already. I'm going to pick up a couple of plants.
It'd be amazing.
Yeah.
You'll be leaving with your JPS JC reusable bags full of amazing things to take home from the JPS Eco Market. So we're sat here also because one Friday afternoon, we love doing this, don't we? But two, we're getting very excited about one of the things that we're going to really talk about today. And the intro was a hint to that. And that was the official record of the 2010 World Cup in South Africa.
Yeah.
And actually, I think I'm right in saying that was the first World Cup on African soil.
It was.
Which is obviously a huge thing.
Absolutely is.
And then it was followed by the first World Cup for a little while in South America. Now we've got, I think it's the second Asian World Cup.
It's coming quickly, very, very quickly. So we've discussed this in the week. Mr. Huntley and I have decided. So we're going to do little snippets building that momentum up to the World Cup because it is such a momentous occasion. We wanted to document that journey and really capitalize on it being a stone's throw away.
Exactly. And I think it's one of those things where people, whether you like football or not, the World Cup is something that everybody gets into. It's a global event. And also you've got lots and lots of opportunities to learn about new countries.
And now for...
Tannoy.
Hello. Shout out.
So
there we go.
Is that the first time that's happened to us?
I think it is.
And it's the last.
Proves we're in the building though, doesn't
it?
It's
true.
But for those of you who are listening and are going, do you know what, Mr. Huntley? Do you know what, Mr. Williams? I'm really not that fussed on the World Cup. Don't worry. We are going to be exploring not only football, but we're also going to be discussing the countries going to the World Cup. So in the build-up to the World Cup, we'll be discussing the teams in the different groups, but we're going to be using that as a sort of a caveat into discussing lots of different countries you might have visited previously, some that you might like to visit, some maybe the country where you're from. So it's going to be a really, really great few weeks building up to the World Cup because it is now next month.
3 weeks and 2 days, I believe.
Not that you're counting, Mr. Huntley.
Not that I'm counting. So basically, one of the things we would like you to do, if you're from a country that is being featured at the World Cup, so if you're one of those 32 nations, we'd love you to send us a little fact file, maybe a 30-second fact file clip to the jpspod@jamirapierce.com.
And something else I was thinking of as well. One thing I really like is on podcasts that I listen to, they do 1 minute quick fire quiz questions. So I think every week in the build up to that, we could get together maybe 1 minute worth of questions about a variety of countries, and we'll get some people on the pod, see how they fare, and we'll have a running scoreboard.
Absolutely. That'd be really, really good. Maybe like a top three or something like that. Three quick fire questions. We'll get that sorted and out to you very soon. So the World Cup this year, as we know, is in Qatar, and it happens normally in June or July, but we know June or July in this region of the world, probably not the best time of year to host a sporting event.
You wouldn't have enough water breaks, would you?
No.
Every 2 minutes.
That's right. And so FIFA, the organization that organized the World Cup, they have decided that November and December will be the best time of year, which obviously for us living in Dubai is an amazing time, because obviously the weather's improved. We can get out and watch it with friends and family around people's houses, barbecues, parties.
Yeah, let's make it a big occasion.
And we're going to be making it a big occasion at JPS, but it's going to tie in really, really well with our International Day, which is coming up.
Next week?
Yep.
A week after next.
Yeah, so
it's my birthday next week, guys. Flag Day, November 3rd.
Flag Day.
People know November 3rd mainly for my birthday,
yep,
but now it's also Flag Day.
That's right. So we've got Flag Day next week, which will be good.
We've got the launch of the 30-30.
Launch of the 30-30.
And then the week after, on that Thursday, we've got the best day of the year, International Day.
And food is back.
Food is back. Tupperware is a go. Let's get at it.
I need to go to IKEA, I think.
So in this part now, I want to do a massive shout out. So we've been inundated with emails, and not just competition entries. We're now getting to the point where we have a really meaningful engagement through our emails. So massive shout out to everyone who's got in touch. I do feel we are building momentum, Mr. Huntley. When I walk down the corridors, I am starting to have children interact with me. Not just say, oh, you know, I'd like to be on the pod. They're starting to talk about the contents of it. I've got a lad in my class. Shout out to Ishan, massive fan. He's already got he's a part of the pod squad.
Yeah.
And he keeps me honest. When's the next pod? When are you recording it? Is it this afternoon? Yeah, this afternoon. So yeah, and I had a little lad, I walked past 5C Mrs. Hammond class, and the lad, can I come on the pod? And I said, well, what are you going to offer? Yeah. What are you going to talk about? I'll talk about the competition. I said, have a little think about something that you'd like to come on and speak about.
Absolutely.
Absolutely then, come on.
Yeah.
And on that, we've had two really lovely emails over the last week. And I just want to give them a big shout out. And when you hear the contents of what they've said, you can see that they are going to be two really amazing episodes over the coming months, possibly before the end of the year. So the first one was Samira, and she is a high performance leader at the school. And she believes that, so I'll read out the email for you. It says, hi, Mr. H and Mr. W, it's Samari here from the HPL, high performance leader, and the school does not know so much about the HPL team and what it is, what is HPL, and she believes it's harder for younger students to learn what it is. So she was thinking, to make it easy for people to understand, and because she thinks, well, because Miss Richardson plays the pod almost every day, she'd like to do it to try and access some of the students who might not know a lot about HPL. So she was thinking of coming onto the pod, maybe one or two of her other leaders, and just do a little bit of talk about what it is and just explain how we do it at JPS, which I think would be fantastic.
That would be amazing, because she's right, isn't she? The team is growing.
Yeah.
And our understanding of high performance, when I first heard the term high performance, I don't know if you thought the same, but I thought it was one of those things, oh, it sounds a bit serious, doesn't it?
Yeah.
For children to worry about.
Mr. Huntley and myself, we're a fan of podcasts and we listen to the high performance podcast. And as you said, it is actually quite serious. But saying that, I do feel like it's naturally building momentum within the school and children are really starting to learn and really embrace what it is to be a high performer.
And actually, it's surrounded by a lot of fun, actually. When you actually get deep into the conversations are really about high performance, we realize that actually, even though it's about trying to do the best you can, it's about having fun while you're doing it, because you're more likely to want to do that thing for longer and you'll get better at it because of that, right?
So Mrs. Higgins came into 5E today for just to see how 5E are learning, a little observation. And I did a maths investigation lesson about, it was all about taking risks. Ooh. And that is a massive part of HPL. And it was all about analyzing risks. It was analyzing CAT and the children in my class had to take a risk on the level of question they were answering in maths. So if they took a harder question, there was a bigger reward, but a bigger risk. So if they had it correct, they'd gain 3 points. But if they have that one wrong, they're minus 3 points. And just the conversations that went around risk taking, how to respond to risks. If you say, for example, you take a risk and it doesn't go well, how are you going to bounce back from that? And the conversations that came from it and the reflections were nothing short of incredible. Absolutely. And I know Mrs. Higgins will agree with that, but it's the first time in one of my big lessons where I really felt like we've fully embraced what HPL is, and it's been a really integral part of the lesson.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where they also, children understand it in a different way to what adults maybe do well. And I think what our worries as adults, sometimes people are risk averse. They say risk averse, right? And that means that they understand what potentially might happen if you take risks, but actually it stops you having the fun.
Yeah.
And it stops you making the learning
journey. And it really stops you from, something one of the lads said in my class was, you'll never know what it's like to be completely successful if he didn't take the risk to try and get there. He'd rather fail trying to reach those heights than not even attempt it. Because if you don't take the shot, you're never going to make the basket.
Failure is the price of creativity.
And
that's for free. You can have that one.
Moving on from HPL, we had a second really interesting email introducing something called GIVE, Give. So it says here, hi, my name is Anya Anand. I'm in 5F. I found the JPS pod a wonderful place for everyone to share things and inspire each other. Thank you for that. That's actually really touching. I wanted to share my sister and myself on our journey since 2014 of taking time out to give back to the community. So far, they've raised and donated over 3,500 dirhams. They've created beautiful Diwali lamps over the summer holidays and sold them in their community. They planned a fun day for underprivileged children fighting cancer. We even participate in beach cleanups during the winter. We started an Insta page, so shout out to give_impact_volunteer_elevate. So that's
I'm following that.
Stories and also projects where others can join in to support the community. I'd be very keen to share this in the JPS pod with everyone. Thank you. Absolutely.
Absolutely, yes.
So I'll just say that again. So it's give_impact_volunteer_elevate, which is give. Follow them on Insta. We'll definitely get you guys on, both of you at different times, because I think there'll be two incredible podcasts. So exciting times ahead, Mr. Huntley.
Certainly is. Consider yourself followed.
Ooh. That was nice, wasn't it? Enjoyed that.
Do you know what? Every day you walk around school and... yeah, there's the learning bit, which is all curriculum. Here's a list of stuff that teachers have to teach you to hopefully you'll learn. And if you don't, it's not the end of the world. But if you do, well, how cool is that to learn all that stuff? But actually, we've spoken about this before, I'm sure, is the things that give us the biggest kick, the biggest motivation and inspiration are the conversations that we have and the ideas that the children have.
And he said it hit the nail on the head there. And you said the word inspire.
It's crazy.
These children are inspirational.
Yeah.
Just going around, and I love it. Do you know what I really love seeing is like a poster they've put up that's clearly hand-drawn.
Yeah.
You know, children have just done it all off their own back.
Because that's the thing. When you see something that's too polished, too grown-up looking, yes, it can look really good, but you're like, is that from them?
But what we're seeing, and it doesn't just seem to be in isolation. Everyone seems to be keen to do something to help and give back. So... massive shout out to all you guys at JPS, all you students, guys. Inspirational.
So we'll get you guys definitely on in separate episodes in the weeks to come. We've got a few weeks now before we've got the left in term, haven't we? Which is really, really exciting. So last week we spoke to you, and we've got other emails, haven't we?
Yep.
About meeting Lionel Messi, which as much as we'd love to promise that, there's a possibility. There's a possibility. So...
it's like seeing a natural phenomena, isn't it? Like, look at the eclipse the other day, the solar eclipse.
Yeah.
Things
didn't
in the natural,
really want to see that, though.
Their natural environments, you can't guarantee that they are going to play ball.
Well, he hopefully will.
So, we're seeing the goat in his natural environment.
Yeah.
Is he literally going to play ball? But the good thing is, that squad has got so much talent.
Very, very talented. They're actually my pick for the World Cup.
Ooh.
And it's not because of Messi. It's because they have got some very good players, and I love their kit.
And they're tenacious, aren't they? South Americans, they come into play on the world stage. So, Mr. Huntley, can you just give us a quick reminder of what that competition was and the process that children will go through to apply for this wonderful prize?
Sure. So to enter, basically what you have to do is you have to get your parent to email in giving you permission to the jpspod@jamirapierce.com. And basically on Sunday the 13th of November, Argentina have got an open training session in Abu Dhabi. So your this is why you need to get your parents involved, because obviously they're going to need to take you there. We've got two tickets for that open training session. So that would be an exciting watch, methinks.
Amazing. Yeah, absolutely. So get in there.
Yeah.
I had some lads in my class a couple of days ago talking about it, trying to work out who they'd invite, mum or dad. And some hearts are going to be broken.
That's right. So basically we've put a deadline on that for next Thursday, because obviously we record the pod, don't we, on a Friday.
Yeah.
So we'll put by the end of Thursday, so when we wake up Friday morning, Mr. Williams and I can go through the entries, put them in a lucky dip.
Shall we put a reminder on in Instagram next week?
We will, yeah. We'll go big on that next week. So we've had some entries already, but we'll get a few more in and we'll go from there.
Perfect. Well, moving on now. So as we said, with the build-up of the World Cup, now Wales there for the first time in over 60 years. And I mean, I'm 31, 32 next week. I've not seen Wales at the World Cup. I've actually been really, really privileged to see them at a few major championships over the last decade.
Yeah.
But it's all culminated in Wales now going to the World Cup. I've already got my shirt ready.
And it's a delightful shirt.
It's an absolute banger.
It is.
It's already hung up. And it doesn't matter what match we're going to see, I'm wearing my Wales shirt.
Absolutely.
I've got my bucket hat ready.
Yep.
My sister bought that for me when I went home in the summer. So that's going to be on my head. But I came across something that's been doing around.
Just before you play this next clip, are we going to get a preview of this on International Day?
Of this back? Yeah, I think
maybe we should. Yeah. That should be the feature of International Day. What would you wear to the first game?
And come get a selfie with me.
Yeah.
And whilst we've got International Day on the head, I think it'd be great if I'm going to try and make this pod get it on wheels.
Yeah.
Let's get out there. Let's get some interviews with some of the kids.
So what we thought we'd do, Mr. Williams and I, and this is basically the reason we want to do this, is means that we can get down by the food.
So yeah, I might change my management day to a Thursday for that week.
Get this table down by the food stalls. Which one?
By the Aussie barbecue?
We're actually open for suggestions.
I tell you what, let's get it on wheels and we'll just hop from...
That would be quite funny if we could
station
walk around
to
with
station.
It.
That'd be great. That'd be turn the pod into a rucksack.
So we are. That would be exciting. And Mr. Williams has got a little clip here that he's getting very excited about, aren't you?
So it doesn't take much to get me excited about the World Cup, but there was a clip going around from a very famous Welsh actor called Michael Sheen, who is now actually one of the first not-for-profit actors there. Doesn't take any profit.
So after he's paid all his bills and for everything he wants.
So he drives a Ferrari. Once that's paid off.
He's got no money at the end, that's why.
But I saw this clip from British TV. Haven't listened to this and tell me that this doesn't make you feel anything, because it is spine tingling. It gets the hairs on my arms standing on end, and it makes me want to stand up and just scream and burst with pride for Wales. So have a listen to this. Oh, he's absolutely fudged it. Bear with me.
Ask you, could you give a little burst of the sort of rousing speech that you might give the Welsh lads before the game?
Oh my God, that's a big responsibility.
Yes. Can we have some music, please?
All right, I have to get in the right headspace now. Okay. Amarohid, Amarohid. I hear the voices singing. Speed your journey, boys, boys, Bach. One nation singing with one voice. A song of hope, a song of courage, a victory song that floats through the valleys like a red mist, rolls over the mountaintops like crimson thunder. A red storm is coming to the gates of Qatar. It crackles with the spirit of 58 and Jimmy Murphy's boys. It turns the pages of the history books and finds Rob's page waiting still to be written. What would you write in there, boys? Dare you write your names on that page? We haven't waited 64 years and come halfway around the world to be troubled by a neighbour from back home. When the English come knocking on our door, let's give them some sugar, boys! Let's give them some Welsh sugar! They've always said we're too small, we're too slow, we're too weak, too full of fear. But Amar O'Heed, you sons of speed, as they fall around us, we are still here!
Oh, talk to me about that.
How embarrassing would it be, though, after all that? Out in the group stage, no goals, no points.
Oh, don't. But honestly, that just gets my motivation. I would love to pull on my Welsh football kit now and walk to Qatar.
But the thing is, right, I have Welsh blood as well, but not as much as you. I've got it in like my left leg. And I'm very pro Wales. And this was the thing I did not want to happen at this World Cup, because it happened at the Euros in 2016. And it spoiled it a little bit, I think, for both teams. Not for Wales. Spoiled it for me. Because obviously when I watch England or any football major tournament in Wales and England, I support them both.
Yeah.
And this time I'm like, oh no, please don't. And England, Scotland were to go in the group. So although I wanted England to smash Scotland.
I think best case scenario, finish top and second. We both progress through. And if we both
meet again in the final,
we'll see you in the final.
Yes.
Oh, but guys, what do you think about that? Did that get your blood flowing through your veins?
Yeah.
But I know year four, I've been chatting to Mr. Locke recently, and he was telling me about doing motivational speeches and trying to get people motivated.
Apparently he does it in the mirror every morning.
Does he?
Yeah, he gives himself a pep talk.
Does he stand in the mirror and go, Amar O'Heed?
Yeah.
Give him some sugar, boys.
Yeah. So does he give you sugar? Maybe. I've seen his class.
Yeah.
They are hyped.
They are hyped. Yeah. But let us know.
That's
if you're
a joke.
In Mr. Locke's,
I don't, I'm
if
not,
you're
I don't
in Mr. Locke's class.
That's a baseless lie.
Does he deliver the same passion every morning as Michael Sheen?
I'm saying no.
No, I'm going to say possibly not.
Probably not.
But yeah.
That's
so
a great speech.
What a wonderful speech.
And that was off the top of his head, wasn't it?
Well, I think
apparently.
It was planned.
Do you think
apparently,
so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too
he's got, but he's got the skills to pay the bills, though, hasn't he?
He has.
He's very, very talented.
Absolutely. And he is from a little village where my sister lives.
Oh.
And he went back.
Los Angeles.
Yeah, just LA. Yeah, in the Hollywood Hills. Yeah, that's my sister. No, a place called Port Talbot back home.
Port Talbot, yeah.
Yeah. Some people call it Port Toilet.
Port Toilet.
Because there's big steelworks there. Okay. And often there's like a fog above
it. Does
it
smell?
No, it doesn't. Oh, not anymore.
So it's like a...
Because they're starting to... It's a steelworks, but they're starting to look at air quality. And she's got a white car and it's no longer white.
No.
But on a different note, guys, let us know what you think about inspirational speech from Michael Sheen.
And do you know of any more?
And it, or
that from...
Are you able to deliver a rousing speech like that?
Oh, wow.
Voice note it in.
Yeah, that would be
good. You can go and you can do that not only via email, but you can also do it through the app in which you're listening to this to, which is... So if they don't do it on Spotify, they can do it on
Anchor.
Anchor. And there's a voice note feature on there. So let us know if you have any decent ones to listen to or you're good yourself. So would you rather, Mr. Huntley?
Mr. Chris.
We have not actually spoken about this, but I always like to surprise you because I don't want you to think about it beforehand.
No. Nope.
Okay, so here we go. Imagine, set the scene for you, okay? England are doing well in the World Cup. Okay?
I know what you're asking me.
Would you rather be fully involved and watch every game with your mates and see England fall out of the World Cup tragically in the semi-finals? Or would you rather watch them win the World Cup triumphantly, but you can't share that experience with anybody and no one ever talks about it in your friendship group? You might see it in the newspapers, but there's not that camaraderie and that massive atmosphere surrounding it.
That's the sound of
It wasn't Mr. Huntley breaking wind, by the way.
No.
You know when you stop a bus to get off the bus and it's the sound, isn't it, that the bus makes to lower its sight ever so the old lady can get off?
Yeah.
That's what happens to Mr. Huntley's brain. So he lowers his brain for his thoughts to get off.
Okay. So I've been there for the semi-final exasperation.
Yeah.
So I'm going to...
Heartache.
And to be honest, I actually get a lot of pleasure, actually, from just sitting, watching an England game in a major tournament on my own.
Yeah.
And this is the pattern that happens every World Cup or major tournament. I do the very social thing at the start. We're like, oh, yeah, let's go out. Let's go watch something. Let's get the atmosphere. And then after two games, I get annoyed at all the other people that are there, generally. And I think I'd just rather watch this at home because I can hear the commentary, so that bit of it. But the emotional side of it, I would get such pleasure from England winning a major tournament that I would happily just have that memory just for the rest of my life on my own, selfishly, knowing that it's happened.
But you know, I think then it's a bit like a film, like it may as well be a fictitious, made up thing that you're just watching on the TV.
I would have that memory with those boys.
Yeah.
Those winners. Do you know what? The England Euros, women's Euros, when England won in the summer, I've barely spoken about that to anyone.
Yeah.
Off the back of that Euros win.
I love that.
And I loved it. And it hasn't detracted from the... Because we've not really spoken about that, have we?
No.
And but I just the picture in my mind, the image of the celebrations that the girls had when they won, for me, it's etched. It's etched.
But when I watched that up in mid-Wales, I was in a cottage with my family. And it was my grandparents, my parents, my sister, my brother-in-law, and my uncle. And you know, you do that thing where you move all of the sofas and chairs to all be like a semicircle around the TV. And we did that. We didn't really think about it. It wasn't pre-planned.
Right.
And the beauty of that was they won and we shared in that experience. Yeah, yeah. But we're a Welsh family. But just seeing the emotions and the scenes, it was electric, wasn't it?
Absolutely. And I think it's one of those things that, so when me and Mr. Williams and Mr. Roberts go to watch the World Cup, we're actually deliberately not going to see England and Wales, aren't we? Because we want to savour the atmosphere, the sort of the non-nervous energy that might exist if we went to go and see England or Wales. We might not necessarily enjoy it in the same way because it's win or lose, you might feel up or down. Whereas
nerves pain me. So for Wales to qualify for the World Cup, we had to beat Ukraine. Now, obviously, with everything that's happened in Ukraine, it was a very emotional time. And I watched that playoff final in my apartment. And I had got our little footstool and I plonked it straight in front of the TV. And my wife was there, gave me the space. And as the time was going on, I was getting so nervous. We won a lap and we had to hold on. And the sheer emotion that I felt when I was running around our house, our apartment. I had my Wales top on and I was just looking for somebody to share that with. My wife was looking at me, just filming me, just looking like I was a circus act. And I just wanted to turn to somebody, anybody, just to share in that moment.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have to send you that recording. We'll put it on Instagram.
Yeah.
And it's just me literally roaring at the TV, fist bumping. I think my veins are almost about to burst through my neck. But what I'd have given to have my best mates or any of my family, my dad, my uncle there, just to go, come on!
I think I've had that a bit with the World Cup though, the Rugby World Cup, sorry.
Yeah.
And then whereas I remember watching the Euros last year and I woke Millie up a couple of times because of the late games with her, get in! And then thought, calm down,
Mr. Huntley.
Calm down. So I can't wait for this next series of podcast episodes. So we're just gonna have a little break, tiny little break, because we've got a song to leave with.
So we're going to come to the end of the pod here, but we've got a couple of things we want to chat about next week's pod, because we're already starting, the cogs are turning in our head, aren't they?
Yeah.
We're already starting to think about getting into next week.
It was when I did this.
Just cleared out some dust from Mr. Huntley's brain. So next week, we are going to look at our first focus group. naturally, we'll start with Group A. Mr. Huntley, I'm going to put you on the spot here. What four countries, what teams are in Group A?
Okay, so we've got Qatar, the hosts. We've got Ecuador.
Yep.
We've got Senegal. And we've got the Netherlands, or Holland, some people call it.
So next week, we're going to discuss those countries. If you have any link to those countries, you've visited one, you're from one of those countries, get in touch with the pod. Maybe send us some trivia. Send us, maybe even bring in some traditional pieces that we can bring onto the pod and chat about. But next week, we are going to think about a teacher we're going to invite on, even might even give them a call, and we're going to put them on the spot, and we're going to do some quick fire questions about those four countries.
Yeah, and it could be anything from the geography of them.
Yep.
It could be...
Not just football.
Yeah, it could be the language of food, traditional sort of culture of
capital
the
city. I know you're a massive capital city fan. You're also a massive fan of the flags, and you're an absolute fountain of knowledge with that. So I know that you really are going to ask some questions, Mr. Huntley, that are going to put people on the back foot.
It'll be a good
We are going to see some teachers and maybe even children squirm.
Remember we had Mr. Mitchinson on?
Crumbled.
He's very good at being in front of people on stage. And we asked him a question that was about, I think it was countries of the world or something like that. We had to do like alphabetical
order.
And I think we got to D. It was like...
Apple crumble, wasn't it?
Sorry, Mr. Mitchinson.
He was just a bag of nerves.
Yeah. So that would be good fun. And obviously, as much as help from you guys, because you guys have got very, very good at helping us. And we'll talk a little bit about maybe we could get some parents on as well.
I think we're ready for our first parent listener.
We haven't had a non-teacher parent on, have we?
No.
So let's get someone on. If you think your parent has a good early memory of the World Cup, we'll share now one of my earliest memories as an outro song, and it comes from 1990, Italia 90. It actually was the
year I was born. Remember that well.
Yep. It was actually the last World Cup that the UAE were in.
Interesting fact, Mr. Huntley.
And they had the group of death. They had Yugoslavia, who were, as they were called then, a fantastic team. West Germany, the future champions of that World Cup. And Colombia, who were excellent, excellent side at that World Cup. And there was a song there that you may have heard it, you may not have heard it. Your parents, I would have thought, definitely heard it. It was sung by a man called Luciano Pavarotti.
Pavarotti.
A very famous, iconic man.
With an iconic voice.
Amazing voice. And he was one of the sort of the iconic symbols of that World Cup, obviously it being set in Italy. And
I wonder how much they paid him for that World Cup.
Yeah.
I heard it was a tenner. That's for you, Mr. Cooper.
Opera jokes. So there was a song there that we're going to leave you with now. And it was actually from a, I found out this more recently. It was from an opera called Turandots. And it's an opera actually set in China. Italian opera set in China. I mean, make of that what you will.
Yeah.
But the song is, we had the goosebumps feel of the Michael Sheen speech earlier. But this song gets me every single time. And it's very, I don't know any of the words, what they mean, but there's something about the tone of the song that just gets me thinking, it gets me feeling.
And now we've got enough songs, I feel like, to launch our JPS pod playlist.
Got to do this.
I actually think that this is a great addition to making it a really diverse playlist that you're not going to find anywhere else.
No, that's right.
So without further ado, here is Nessun Dorma by the one and only Pavarotti.
Ciao.
Adios.
Nessun Dorma. Tu pure, o principessa, nella tua fredda stanza, guardi le stelle che tremano d'amore e di speranza. Ma il mio mistero è chiuso in me, il nome mio nessun saprà, nonno, sulla tua mano. prenderà. Ed il mio bacio